Be advised, I see midway up the World Trade Center tower, heavy black smoke coming out. Also, it seems like heavy damage to the upper portion of the building cave.
Thin Line Believers is a Christ-based outreach for the men and women who walk the thin line between good and evil, order and chaos. Our motto is, our service for His glory. To the police officers, veterans, firefighters, corrections, paramedics, dispatchers, and whoever else may join us, we are so glad you're here. Hello everybody again. Welcome to Thin Line Believers. Been kind of a crazy couple weeks since I've been with you. Steve here with you. You had Adam last week talking about a little fire and brimstone, which he is very good at speaking to. last couple weeks have been a little crazy for a lot of us. Many of you tuning in who live here in around Oregon, we had some crazy weather that put us in the dark for anywhere up to, well, people are still out and it's over a week. Myself, I was out for about 6 days, so kind of pioneering it and learning how to live without the essentials, which was a blessing and kind of sad to see it go once the lights came back on. But I digress a little bit. So I'd like to get back to what I was talking about before. I know we're jumping around kind of with how me and Adam have been delivering our messages, but we like to tie them in every other week. Now that we don't live close, it's a little harder for us to get together to do it together. So I wanted to get back to, you know, the true meaning of following Christ and the things that can come along with that, whether it be persecution, whether it be, you know, losing friends, family, all those things that, you know, I'm not sure we really think about, at the time, but we see that from time to time. And like I said, in my last message, I think we're seeing a lot of that, in our country right now, with the attack on pretty much everything and Christianity being a part of that, as, you know, there is this cancel culture that just wants to hit anything and everything that isn't agreed upon. So I wanted to talk a little bit more of that. And almost like, you know, have you thought about giving it all if it comes down to that? Have you thought about what that would look like for you, for your family? And I know when I say give it all, it means, you know, give your life. And of course, you know, I myself am at peace with that. At some point that might happen to me and for me, and at the sacrifice of me for my faith and for my faith in my Lord. But have you ever thought about giving all of you, walking as a disciple? Has that ever crossed your mind? I don't know about you, but often I think about giving everything to the Lord, and that, you know, means moving. A lot of times when we think about that, it means moving to a foreign country, you know, wearing sandals, you know, wearing raggedy clothes, living in poverty. And, you know, the Lord does call some people into situations like that, of course. There's that Casting Crowns song that's out right now that that talks about that and talks about how we like to see our missions overseas, and but we wouldn't cross the street to help somebody in our own country. You know, the Lord does call some people to go and live in those situations and do those things. But, you know, the high price of discipleship doesn't have to do with where we live in the world, what we eat, you know, what we wear, you know, and what we don't wear. True discipleship can be consistent with many locations, diets, modes of dress, all of that. True discipleship is less about the externals and more about the internal. I want to say that again. True discipleship is less about the externals and more about the internal. I mean, really, we can even excel at the outward actions and still not really understand true discipleship, because true discipleship everywhere it is truly found has to do with the heart, has to do with us eternally and how we are and where we are in our walk and where our heart is and how our soul is. It is really quite amazing how many things we can give up, how many religious activities we can engage in, how many hours we can volunteer, days we can fast, dollars we can give, you know, times we can evangelize, and mission trips we can go on and not ever really begin to be a disciple of Jesus. It's so much easier, you know, and really less costly to do any or all of the above than to do what Jesus calls us to do, which is to truly and deeply love him more than anything and everything else. These days, that's near impossible for the majority of people out there to put off everything else in this world and to love him and him only more than anything else. That's very difficult, especially for the generations coming up. Have you thought about the cost of following Jesus? I know I asked you that earlier. I mean, what does that look like for you? Have you counted it all up and laid it down at his feet? Maybe you've tried. Maybe you've spent the time to think about it, but when it came to, you know, that final decision, you put it aside for another day. You know, I don't think I'm quite ready for that. Well, why? Are you too busy? Or are you afraid to really let go and surrender everything to the Lord because of the, you know, the unknown and the things that, I mean, are you stuck in that I've got control of my situation and I don't want to give that up? Are you fearful of what he might require of you and what he might ask you to do or not ask you to do? You know, it's a scary thought, really. I mean, when you think about it, giving up total control and allowing the Lord to speak into your life and to tell you what to do, where to go. I mean, what if he said, sell everything you got and go do this, whatever that might look like. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 8 state, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Pretty amazing to read through that and break it down. If you get some time, really go back through that and unpack it and see how it speaks to you. I know it's going to speak to each one of us differently, but I spent some time in it and it truly hit me. Luke 14 verse 33 says, anyone who does not renounce everything cannot be Jesus's disciple. You know, this may feel like quite an extreme statement, really, but it's required of all believers. We don't hear this often, very often enough, though it is a basic principle of real and true Christianity. Anything less than this is not really following Jesus. Yes, renouncing everything is extreme. Leaving everything to follow Jesus is extreme. The requirement is a lot to take in, no matter where we are in our walk with the Lord. As extreme as this may be, however, there is a blessing on the other end. When we voluntarily give everything that we love and care for over to the Lord, it is so freeing. Fear dissipates. Worry vanishes. Anxiety is gone. We have nothing to lose because we have given it all to the Lord. And everything is safely in his good hands. And he will look out for our best interests far better than we ever could. So what does it look like to renounce all you have for Christ? The Apostle Paul, in his own personal circumstances, said that he counted everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus. He counted everything as rubbish in order to gain Christ. Many centuries later, the great revivalist and preacher George Whitefield said it like this, quote, "I am not mine, but his. I give up my body, soul, blood, all to him. I am a child. I desire to follow the Lamb wherever he goes." What would this look like for you? What would it look like to really go and to really let go of all you have and give it into his hands? Consider all your God has done for you. Now consider everything you have, which is really nothing in comparison to all he has to give. Add up everything you own. Survey your holdings. Open your chest. Look to see what is there. Evaluate your potential, whatever it may be. Think about what you could do with it. Then lay it all down before the Lord. Give it all to him. Trust him with your finances. That is such a huge challenge for a lot of people, to trust that the Lord is going to provide. That the Lord, if you're faithful to what the Lord is asking you to be faithful to, just the riches and the amazing things that are going to happen in your life. Trust him with your situation. Trust him with your life. Let him do what he and only he can do with all these things. And follow Jesus with absolute abandon by his grace. I want to say it again, by his grace, because that is what holds us. That is what keeps us. That is what he has blessed us with, his grace and his mercy. I want to close by reading Romans chapter 8, 31 through 39. "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." I hope what I brought today was thought-provoking, was something to stir in you. I know the last podcast I put out, I got some reviews that I didn't hold back any punches. And you know what? I think the time is right for these kind of messages, the kind that tell us and that make us uncomfortable and hopefully lead us to get right with God and with Christ as we and as our society seems to lean more and more towards the worldly and more towards sin than it does towards Christ. Hope you guys all and gals all are well. If there's anything that Adam or I can do for you, please reach out, thinlinebelievers@gmail.com. Or you can leave us a message through the Anchor podcast app. I know there's a message service through that too. Hope your week is well. Hope you're blessed. And I'll talk to you next time.